Today's headlines for May 21st, 2018. Truce in China-U.S. trade war lifts equities and commodities. Italy's two-party contract has picked a PM unknown, Mr. Conte. Maduro wins Venezuela's election as expected with controversy. Somebody got married in the UK over the weekend. Okay, updates for precious metals. Weaker reaction by precious metals to the truce, while copper and palladium were stronger. Stronger equities and a general risk-on market will support industrial sector. The exception is platinum, which in our estimate will trade more and more like a precious metal as the demands for industrial use tied to diesel cars will continue to diminish. Headline for energy. Oil reversed early gains. The Venezuela's situation is still negative, but less uncertain. Natural gas continues its choppy climb upward, support by rising temps and much lower stocks than last year. However, plenty of rigs out there ready to frack. Agriculture. A truce is good enough to shoot soybeans up by 20 cents. At the open, the rest are following. Today's market will work on digesting the news. This may be a window for Chinese importers to speed up purchases and front-load their needs ahead of future challenges to the truce, especially relevant in light of cuts to its own soybean production for the first time in over a decade. This afternoon's crop progress report, expected to show around 80% done in corn and 50% done in beans. And for the softs, cotton benefits from the truce. Rain expected this week, but not much after that. It's at the highest level in 4 years. Coffee, big crops, add Mexico and Colombia, are being priced in, while risky weather hasn't yet. June, July could get interesting. For cocoa, weaker tone continues overnight, yet tech support levels are nearby. And for sugar, the rebound continues, helped by a weaker BRL for the first time in the last seven sessions. And livestock, traders will position for cold storage report out today after market close. Cattle on feed report this Friday at 11 a.m. due to Memorial Day holiday. And that's it for May 21st, 2018.